Hello, I'm David James. Today we're answering the question, what's the difference between mutual and common? While common refers to something shared, mutual often refers to something shared that involves feelings, emotions, and experiences. In the examples that follow, note how the word mutual refers to the sharing of friendship, feelings, love and respect, contempt, and interests. The word common isn't so appropriate in these sentences. First one. The picture shows three friends drinking from a glass. The sentence reads, the two of them met through a mutual friend. In this picture, we see two friends hugging each other. The sentence reads, when they finally met after a long time, their feelings were mutual. Next, the picture shows an older married couple dancing at their 50th anniversary celebration. The sentence reads, they said the secret to their reaching 50 years of married life was mutual love and respect. The next picture shows two office colleagues arguing in a meeting. The sentence reads, as long as there is this mutual contempt, there will never be peace in the office. In the next example, mutual or common can be used. The picture shows a group of cyclists. The sentence reads, although they came from diverse backgrounds, they had a mutual interest in cycling. The next picture is the same, and the sentence reads, although they came from diverse backgrounds, they had a common interest in cycling. In the following examples, notice how the word common refers to something shared in relation to common ground or points of agreement, common knowledge, and common enemy. The word mutual isn't so appropriate in these sentences. The picture shows two US soldiers and a Muslim man in a discussion. The sentence reads, they practice their negotiating skills by trying to find a point of agreement or common ground. The next picture shows a man in an office putting his arm on the shoulder of his colleague. The sentence reads, you didn't know? I thought their office romance was common knowledge. And the final picture shows an elephant, a rhinoceros, and a hunting rifle. The sentence reads, the elephant and the rhino have a common enemy, the poacher. So, in conclusion, while the terms mutual and common can be used interchangeably in some cases, remember to use mutual if you are referring to something shared that involves friendship, feelings, and emotions. Just before we finish, let me tell you about my online course for English students who find the articles A, An, and The confusing. It's called How to Master Definite Indefinite Articles in 7 Days. Just go to goodenglish.online and check it out.